This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a hump day dance party. Love that song. Something in the way you move, something in the way you do it, something in the way you move. Oh, doodle-oop, doodle-oop. Hey guys, it's Wednesday. Big Brother's on tonight. Very excited about that. It's 10 past 8 in the morning. It's going to be another nice day. Not nearly the heat that we had. Just, you know, pleasant days. Just good, easy, pleasant days. Enjoy if you can.
Easy to like.
Sure. Right. I know you said it was a little hot yesterday down in San Jose, or was it just because like the sun was beating down on you? Or
It was warm in general. It was like, I don't know, 80 or something, but the place that I went had an indoor waiting room and then a couple chairs out front, which was in direct sunlight. Like, there was not a way
no
to find shade.
That. Right, right.
Zero shade. So while I was waiting for the windshield to get fixed, I sat inside for the most part. But then there were points throughout the 3 or some odd hours I was waiting there that I just went, this place is filling up with human beings. I have to go outside.
Right.
And that's my own paranoia. I realize there's people driving down the road like, you, what is your deal? My deal is I don't want to get COVID. And
right.
I know that. And
is that so hard to understand?
And let me just say this to the people, the anti-maskers or that guy out there that's like, what a puss. Look, I don't want the flu. So if you had the flu, I'd avoid you. And right. if COVID is just the flu, okay, I don't want that either.
No.
So, and if it's worse than the flu, which I believe to be the case,
right.
then I want no part of it. So that's why right. I went outside and that's why I wear a mask. And that story went way too long. What were you going to say?
I don't know. You're just sitting here. Hey guys, it's Alice. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Nest Audio from Google. You have a chance to win your very own home speaker to stream all your favorite music. And, of course, Alice. Hello. We're right here. Hello. Just listen to Alice at 97.3 now through November 13th, and you can get a chance to win. Winning is easy. Tune in each weekday, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. We'll give you a code word, and then you text the code word to 20357 for your chance to win. Message and data rates apply at 1 p.m. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got a chance to win Nest Audio from Google.
Nice.
Boom. So you can rock out all day with the Alice. I'm going to start with a couple deaths. First of all, the lead singer of The Outfield died at 62. Josie's on a vacation far away. That guy. Oh, there we go. Tonight. This is a big hit when I was in a cover band.
Oh, you used to sing this?
I've performed this song 500 times, probably.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. This was such a big hit. You know, it's still weirdly around. Like, I couldn't name one other Outfield song, but occasionally I'll be watching a movie and this song comes on, or I'll be at the mall and this song comes on. It's like one of those songs that's just kind of hanging around.
I read about this guy's passing, and I just recognized the sound you played, but I don't know the Outfield, and I didn't know them by title.
Right.
The song titles.
You wouldn't know. It's their one big... They apparently had some other hits, and I want to say they're English, too, so maybe they had more hits over there.
Okay.
He died suddenly and unexpectedly. I guess he lives near London. They are not saying cause of death. He's the lead singer and bass player. And again, his name is Tony Lewis, lead singer of The Outfield. He's died at 62. If I get more info on this, I'll let you know. He's survived by his wife of 35 years, Carol. You know, daughters Gemma and Rosie, and three grandchildren. If he's 62 now, and he's been married to her for 35 years, they probably got married right around the height of his fame, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
God, it is amazing how much time has gone by. It just, kids, it flies by. Enjoy every minute of it. So rest in peace. Sorry to hear it, Tony Lewis. 62 feels way too young to suddenly and unexpectedly die. This next guy. Oh, is this like the
This is
the
a different
drop
this is the first
bass?
Version that popped up when I went looking for the song.
Let's crank it up.
It's cool.
Yeah, like it's cool.
He almost has a sting tone to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think they pitch shifted it a little, didn't they? Uh-huh, is that higher than the normal one?
Just to get that beat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the dance party continues. I love Zoom dance parties. Oh. Anyway. Next up is a guy who's, I mean, look, it's you're always too young to die, right? You can be 115 years old, you're too young to die, she said, ridiculously. This guy's 81, and I personally, one of my favorite songs is a Spencer Davis song. It's called Gimme Some Lovin'. Gimme some love. Oh, here we go. I love this tune. That is Steve Winwood singing, by the way.
Who
later went on to be his own thing, but he started out as a kid, a teenager, in Spencer Davis's band. It's a dude who's a guitar player and a rock star. He started the band, and young Stevie Winwood was in there. His agent said he died in a hospital being treated for pneumonia. I don't see any mention of COVID in this. He's an English dude, but he lived in California. He was born in Swansea, Wales in 1939. And he actually later, he played in many bands with future stars, including Bill Wyman and of the Rolling Stones, Christine Perfect, who was later Christine McVie.
Oh.
From Fleetwood Mac. Formed the Spencer Davis Group in 1963 with teenage Stevie Winwood on keyboard and guitar.
It looks like brothers Steve Winwood. I looked up the Spencer Davis Group because I don't really know these guys.
Muff.
But it looks like there is also a lesser famous Muff Winwood.
Which you'd think the guy with the name Muff would be the more famous one. But
I agree.
Stevie's voice, though. Steve Winwood, I love his voice. I think he's great.
With that as well.
And then they go on to talk about Steve Winwood. They don't. It's like the one guy died. Stop talking about Steve Winwood. Talk about Spencer Davis.
Well, because Steve Winwood went on to great fame. And in fact, from a lot of the stuff I've read, there was a weird intermixing of these English rock stars at the time, including Eric Clapton, who I think was in a band with Steve Winwood at one point.
Oh, I don't know.
And there were a few others that were, these guys were all looking for their thing, and they ended up just sort of doing a bunch of different stuff. And it's, I think that's kind of cool that you're that good as an artist that you can just kind of float to the next thing.
You're hanging with the cool kids, you know? Anyway, rest in peace, Spencer Davis. He's dead at 81. Again, they're saying in the hospital, pneumonia, no mention of anything else, so... 2020, awesome. What a year. The latest thing is aliens. Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus are both talking about aliens encounters that they've been having. I don't know why they have to do this, but Demi Lovato, it's like an alien roundup here. Demi Lovato posted on Instagram recently that she spent a few days in Joshua Tree with some experts on extraterrestrials.
All right.
self-proclaimed, I guess. How do you become an expert in extraterrestrials? And she totally saw some stuff, you guys. She included video and pictorial proof of her alien encounters. She says, over the past couple of months, I have dug deep into the science of consciousness and experienced not only peace and serenity like I've never known, but I've also witnessed the most incredibly profound sightings, both in the sky as well as feet away from me. She also suggested that you download an app called CE5 Contact, which will teach you the protocols to connect to life from beyond our planet. You know, so you don't screw things up if you're the one that they grab. So there's that. And don't worry if it doesn't happen on your first try, she says, because apparently these extraterrestrials, they're already here and they're all around us. And you've got to be in the right state to connect with them. She says, it took me several sessions to tap into a deep enough level of meditation to make contact. Miley actually is a little more realistic. She says she got chased by some sort of UFO while driving through San Bernardino with a friend. She says, I'm pretty sure about what I saw, but I'd also bought weed from weed wax from a guy in a van in front of a taco shop, so it could have been the weed wax.
Weed wax?
I don't know. Does she mean like, you know...
Hash?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. That's like, that seems earwaxy, right? Little chunk of hash.
Yeah, hash or the resin. We used to scrape resin out of our pipes.
When you were desperate, you'd just, you know.
I'm not sure if it's the same. They're smoking glass now. Let's look.
Anyway, she goes on. But the best way to describe it is a flying snowplow. It had this big plow in the front. It was glowing yellow. I did see it flying, and my friend saw it too. And there were a couple other cars on the road, and they also stopped to look. So we weren't all on weed wax. I think what I saw was real. I was shaking for like 5 days. It
this
effed
is
me
weed
up.
Wax here.
It's... Oh, weed wax. Oh, it does look like earwax. Oh, that is disgusting looking.
It's very potent.
We got some weed wax in front of our taco shop.
Yeah, what I was talking about is mostly just a headache. Like you will get you'll do it out of desperation or whatever, and then you'll just get a headache.
Convince yourself that you feel high from it, and really what you've got is a sore throat and pounding head. Look at that weed wax. It looks like solidified maple syrup. Anyway, back to Miley. I was shaking for like 5 days. It effed me up. I really couldn't even look at the sky the same. I thought they might come back. She didn't just see the ship though. She saw a being. Through the windshield, which apparently spacecraft have. She says, it looked at me, we made eye contact, and I think that's what really shook me. Looking into the eyes of something that I couldn't quite wrap my head around. By the way, on things you can relate to with Miley Cyrus, she's working on a Metallica covers album. So that'll be fun.
That's cool.
Speaking of Metallica,
yeah,
that's right, segues here. Enter Sandman. This is happening. They say in a California neighborhood. Let me see if I can find it. I want to say, God, I thought it was Tracy. It is Tracy. There's a whole neighborhood that is using Enter Sandman and actually the Black Album in general to theme out their Halloween displays because nobody can do this. We're not going to trick or treat this year. So all you can really do is decorate. And we talked about this with your neighborhoods going crazy. Magical Light Shows is the name of this place, the name of this company that sets up these crazy displays. They did it at a Tracy, California residence. There's even a Facebook page with the schedule for when the lights will be on display because they don't want a ton of traffic. So it's only on for like a couple hours each weekend. You know, this isn't going to be a thing where Monday through Friday there's a parade of cars that are coming by with the kids. And it's a fundraiser. The creator of the light show says in the description, I made this show as a free event for the community and as a fundraiser for the McHenry House, which is a local family shelter in Tracy, California. Mm. It's only 2 hours a night on weekends to minimize traffic in the neighborhood. So there you go. I don't know if Metallica gave their permission for this, but there's nothing scarier than, you know, if I should die before I wake, I'll just be dead.
Right.
That wouldn't be good.
Oh, I found it. It's online.
This is the display in Tracy. Yeah. Damn, that looks awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. You got to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That is, boy, they lasers and everything else they're doing these days. That's basically a light. Remember when you used to go to like laser shows when you were a kid? They'd be like, oh, they're going to do Pink Floyd the Wall laser show at the planetarium. And you'd go in there and everyone would be all baked and you'd sit there and just watch lasers and listen to the wall.
Oh, do you see the pumpkin singing too? Every time Metallica sings or James sings, there's a pumpkin that
looks... Oh, let's have a look at this.
Let me jump back to
it. Yeah, crank that up.
It's right there.
There's
Can you see that?
Floating heart over on the side too.
He's not singing here.
He'll sing in a second.
How about this right
here?
Here we go. Oh, up top.
Oh, that is hilarious. You got to put this up. I want this to happen at my house. I've never cared about Halloween decorations.
Now, our boss's wife is saying, do not let my husband see this.
Send that, DM Michael Martin that. Oh, my God. He would love that. And it's right in Tracy. Like, the guy could come and, you know, Michael Martin, he'll do it.
He has been adding to his display daily at this point. Like, on his Instagram, you just go, oh, my God, their house is... I don't know where he stores all this.
Well, he's got, like, a... attic or basement? Where does he keep all that stuff? He's got
I don't know.
So much
That's
stuff.
What I'm saying. I don't know how you store all that stuff. He really has an incredible storage space. Must have.
He does.
Because he's still adding.
It's incredible. I'm out of time.
What?
I know. So what do you got coming up?
Sheesh.
I know. It went by so fast.
Oh, I have a bunch of stuff coming up, including a couple... thieves that need to be outed.
Oh.
Also, you and your dog. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.